Softly.
Don't listen to what you're saying. No, it's totally fine. This is Molly McHenry. She is an applications chemist in our lab at Colonial Chemical. She makes all of our formulations and tweaks them, so they are great for the shows.
This is Christine Anderson, our marketing coordinator. So she handles all the trade shows and gets the word out on these prototype formulas, along with a lot of other stuff.
And today we have a formulation 2057, and it is the foaming oil cleanser. It's kind of new and kind of old. We replaced some of the grapeseed oil, and we added some hemp seed oil to help with, you know, because that's kind of like on trend right now. Mm-hmm. And it's got anti-inflammatory properties.
Right.
It's pretty thin. It is yellow, but the oils that we pick to go in here make it this color.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really foam like a shampoo would. It's more of a milky foam, right?
Yeah, the foam's pretty moderate. You can also market this as an oil-to-milk cleanser, but when it comes in contact with that water, it's going to form that milky emulsion and that little bit of foam, and that allows it to be rinsed off easily from the skin, so it doesn't leave behind a greasy residue like you would with an oil alone.
And then you can also use it dry. Just put it right on your face, right?
Right. You can add it onto skin without water, and it'll, you know, dissolve away all the oils and the dirt and take off makeup, and then you can wipe it off with a damp towel or whatever, rinse it with water.
Okay, and then this one features our Colocarb TDC and our Colomoist 200. Why did we put Colocarb TDC in here? Because we don't use this a lot in our prototypes.
Not usually in personal care, but we use it in this one because it's high solids. It's 90 to 92% solids, and in an oil-based cleanser like this, you don't want to introduce a lot of water.
And it is, we don't use it in a lot of personal care ones, but it's totally safe for personal
care.
Yes,
it's very mild, and you can claim sulfate-free with it, which a lot of the similar products in the market use sulfates to achieve this kind of effect.
Okay, and then our Colomoist 200, why did we pick that one in there?
So it's a cationic humectant, pretty high solids also, about 70% on that, so you're not introducing too much water. And after the oil is rinsed off, the Colomoist 200 is going to hang around and continue to draw in that moisture because it is cationic. And so you have the oils that are conditioning the skin, kind of smoothing it, and the Colomoist 200 hydrating the skin.
And it's great for, this one's great for the kind of like if you have oily and dry skin. Because I never thought to put an oil cleanser on my face because I thought my face was oily. But I really like this one a lot. And it's got the hemp seed oil in it, or hemp oil. So, Molly, how did it go in the lab? Did you feel any effects?
Hemp seed oil does not contain THC. CBD oil is made from the flowers and the leaves of the plant, but the hemp seed oil is made from the seeds, so...
It's a big hot topic right now. There's no residue in there. Is this like anything on the market, or did we make this one ourselves?
Nivea has a foaming oil that they market as a body wash, and that one contains sulfates, so ours is unique in that way, that it's sulfate-free.
And then did you have any kind of, like, problems you had to work through with this one?
There is a step where you have to neutralize the Colocarb TDC, and you heat it up to about 40 to 45. And it'll clear once you heat it up and mix it for a little while, but if you don't have the right amount of your neutralizing agent in there, here we're using MIPA, it can cloud back up when you return to room temperature. So that's just something you have to watch for and make sure you're using the proper amounts.
Okay, and then I stole this idea from you, but you said that if you wanted to make it, if a formulator wanted to make it lighter, they could take out some of the oil and put more of the caprylic triglyceride in there, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, good job.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Yeah, you can replace a portion of the oils in here with some lightweight emollients, and that is what we did there with the CCT, 20%, and it also helped to clear up the formula we found.
Okay. Well, there you have it. This is a sulfate-free foaming oil cleanser with the with hemp seed oil, which is very popular right now, and it is 2057, and it's available on our website.
yeah, I hope this was helpful. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. And if you would like any samples to try it, we can provide those too.
Formulation number 2057 is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations. Thanks for joining us.